A little observation about music composition. I have noticed that low-pitched sounds are rare and high-pitched sounds more frequent in modern songs. In a musical composition, bass drums are a lot less frequent than cymbals. I think this observation can be very, very, very valuable to people that just started learning to compose music. If you can get to the beat plus bassline editor in LMMS, you can start composing nearly instantly. Put the drums on every beat, or maybe every other beat, and then whatever sounds higher, make it more frequent. There's just one very, very, very tiny complication here. We will immediately add variation. Find the clone steps button in the upper right corner of the beat plus bassline editor and hit it. Now, the pattern you created will have twice the length, so mess up the second part a very, very, very tiny bit. Allow me to demonstrate. Normally, LMMS starts in 140 beats per minute. I'll use the metronome to let you hear the beat at 140 BPM. Now let me put a drum on every other beat, and I'll keep the metronome on. Now allow me to turn off the metronome so you can hear what every other beat sounds like without any interference. If you were to measure beats of this sample, your tool would report 70 beats per minute, since we are skipping every other beat. Now let us put in a second drum, filling in those empty beats. This will register as 140 beats per minute now, and it will sound much more complex. At this point, you can kind of hear how this has no motion, no dance, there's no internal melody to it. It seems very square and very mechanical. So already, we will perform that very, very, very tiny complication here. We will double things up and introduce gentle variation in the second part. Listen to this. See how neat it sounds? Let me redo this one more time to show you variation on the other drum. Even though we are just doing drums, standard, normal drums, by adding that one little tiny variation, which is just an extra hit on the drum, we get a melody going. By just hitting the drum one extra time, we get a melody out of nowhere. I really hope you don't mind me adding that extra variation. It is just a beautiful thing. So what we have now is the low pitch sound, or low frequency sound, or bass. Basically, hitting on every beat, not counting the little variation, which hits the drum twice in one beat. Now we will add a medium-pitched sound that hits more often than the drum. Now let us expand that and add a second medium-pitched sound to introduce more variation, more flavor. See how easy it is to build up a song? The low-frequency sounds, the big, heavy drums, are infrequent. Then the medium, the middle tones are more frequent. And now we are making our way to the high-pitched sounds. Let us add some pops and clicks and sticks and the like. These will hit at a very high rate, which means we should break up repetition more frequently so that things don't get boring. We will vary the pattern twice, maybe even thrice, or, you know, whatever sounds good. Let us give that medley a listen, and I made this section slightly longer, as it sounds really nice. In closing, I would like to show you one more trick. Here, we have to go to the FX Mixer, click Master, Add Effect, and add Plate 2x2 Versatile Plate Reverb. Reverb filters are magical, as they take a dry sound and give it wet thickness. I will replay the previous melody, but this time slowly turn up reverb by the time we reach the middle of the piece. And here is our song in full. Enjoy!